Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante sitting in for Dustin. I'm with Greg Pickle, and it's the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by DraftKings. Get in on the playoff action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. From odds boosts to free bets, DraftKings has it all. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and make sure to use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget to use code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Greg. Last segment. You touched on it, the scholarship limits.
Yep.
It's important enough. We've been talking about this for a while now. I thought it was time we took an entire segment and we talked about it. So here are the basics. Penn State has to be down to 85 scholarship players, and they've got 92 of them.
Right. Yep.
It's as simple as that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically, they'll have some guys that end up leaving, I'm sure. The transfer portal stuff will start before long here. But, to me, I think that I really hate to sit here and predict which guys could enter the transfer portal because, number one, I think it's fair to the kids. But, number two, we did that, if we did that last year, which we may have, we'll have to go back and look. But, you're not – sometimes you think guys are going to leave, they don't end up leaving. Or sometimes guys surprise you. Brandon Polk, I was not necessarily sure that he was going to be a guy who – left the Penn State football program, but he did and went and thrived at James Madison. Aaron Monroe is another one. I think he went to Temple. Jarvis Miller went to Boston College, and I've seen some people think he could get drafted after the season he had up there. So, a lot of guys don't want to accept that maybe moving on is the right thing for them to do, but ultimately, 4-star, 3-star, 5-star, some guys just won't be, the kind of players you expected them to be. Maybe they don't get on the field at Penn State, but maybe they get on the field elsewhere. And, that can end up being a pretty big boost for their draft stock down the road.
Well, first of all, let's make sure we have all the rules correct. First of all, they're allowed 25 scholarships per year. That number can be played with a bit. These players who are entering early, coming in January, in a week or so, they can count towards last year. So that 25 per year has some play to it. As you always say to us, that's not the important number. The important number is the 85. So what is the cutoff date that they have to be down to 85? That's not next week.
It's the start of summer camp. And then by the time, when you get to your summer camp and your first game of the year, you have to be down. So we're looking at August of next year. So they'll be able to figure this out. It's why a lot of the times when these guys get scholarships, they get them for a semester. And it would be the spring semester in the case of Nick Urie, for example. But it'd be unlikely that he will stay on scholarship unless they have room, of course, during the 2020 season. So, we had one of our listeners reach out yesterday, Lee, and said, hey, how does this whole thing work? We've heard James Franklin talk about potential rule changes. What does that potentially mean? The rules right now are just as you read them a few minutes ago, but, on December 20th at his signing day news conference, James Franklin said, I think there's going to be some rule changes in my mind from an NCAA perspective because it's always been a challenge to make projections and guess estimates on where you're going to be from scholarship numbers, with who is leaving early, who do you have to sign, all of these type of things. And it makes it even harder to project that with a transfer portal. So especially with the hard cap rules that you have, I do think there's going to be some rule changes from that perspective to create a little bit more flexibility. So to me, they already have some flexibility, right? I mean, if they're saying you don't have to be at 85 until you start. So basically until a month before the season, you have all that flexibility. So my next assumption will be that they might let you sign. I don't think that 85 number is going to change. I don't think the way they count that 85 number is going to change. What I do expect is they might be able to sign, they might change the 25 number. So if there was previously 25 you could sign the class, now maybe you'll sign 30. And that way you can mitigate and offset some of the transfer portal losses that every program eventually is going to have.
Yes, that makes sense. That's logical. But the 85 number probably won't change, or at least it wouldn't change immediately.
Yeah.
Because everyone's been playing by that rule. So for this season, at the very least. So let's you mentioned Nick Urie's name, and we're not looking to single out any players and say, oh, I think he's going to leave. But there, how many players are there that are walk-ons that have these semester-to-semester scholarships? Other than Urie,
right.
Is there anyone else who fits into that?
I do not believe so. No, I'm just looking over the list here right now, and there's not anyone that jumps off the page to me. You know, Jan Johnson was the guy that had one last year, of course, but no, I believe Urie is the only one.
So even at that, so if we're looking at 95 on scholarship, needing to get down to 85, that's seven changes that you make. If they were to do that, that provides them with one. So now you're 91,
right,
trying to get down to 85. So with, you know, again, it's so hard to pick out individual names. And there aren't a lot of guys here that you look at the names, say, he'll probably leave.
Right.
But might we be able to look at positions and say, hey, wait a minute, maybe there's an opportunity there. So like at offensive line, we have 16 scholarship players. That's a three deep.
Right.
I don't really see anything there just based on the numbers. But do you look at the defensive line and say there's going to be 22 players on scholarship on
right.
the defensive line? So might that be an area where we see movement?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, I mean, you always want to have depth, but did they over-recruit defensive line a little bit with 22 guys there? I mean, come on. I know that they like to do the wholesale line changes on the defensive line.
That's five deep plus.
That's right, yeah. I mean, literally you can do a whole hockey exchange five times and still be good. So, yeah, looking at this, I mean, receiver I think could be a place. We already saw Cam Sullivan Brown go into the transfer portal once. He probably didn't play as much this year as he thought he was going to. You know, is he a guy who could be in line for that? Nobody's seen, as far as I can tell, Nick Tarburton for a really long time now. So what is up with him? I'd be interested to see what his status is at this time. You know, when we're going into spring practice, so about 3 weeks from now, three months from now. Donovan Johnson, again, another guy we didn't really see around during the season after he got hurt back in September. So what does his future hold? But, you know, I think some folks were worried about Penn State losing a lot of guys to the NFL draft. Shaka Toney has yet to make an announcement. I think that's probably good news for Penn State. Lamont Wade said he was going to send his offensive highlights from high school to Kirk Shiraka. So I don't think he's going anywhere. And I don't know if anyone was expecting him to, but he was a guy that's been mentioned. So, yeah, you look at some of these positions. I mean, they have 12 receivers. On one hand, you say, well, there's definitely some room open to get on the field, considering most of these guys are younger. But on the other hand, you say, yeah, not all these guys are going to be able to play. So it's definitely an interesting situation to watch. But you're right with the defensive line, Jim. 22 scholarship guys by our count. It's just, it feels like it's too many.
Well, and I'm sure James Franklin is looking at what happened last year. How many? It was double digits
yep.
in the number of players Penn State had go to the portal last year.
Right.
Is this one of those, well, just based on experience? And I would have thought after the season, before this second semester starts, is when a lot of players might leave, so you could start at your new school here in the second semester.
Right.
But I guess the other logical timing is go through spring practice, get that in, and kind of see where you sit at that time. Does it look like I'm going to get playing time, or am I relegated to about fourth or fifth string?
So the question guys have to answer in consultation with their coaches and their family, of course, is that is it better to go through spring practice and get one more academic year on the books and then transfer and be somewhere for summer camp, or do you want to get somewhere for spring practice? At this point, you know, spring semesters are starting at some schools this Monday. Most, like Penn State, start next Monday. So you're kind of out of time if you're playing. Now, Justin Shorter, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think he's at Penn State anymore. I don't think he's coming back to Penn State. He's had a long time to figure out where he wants to go, and we haven't heard anything yet, you know. So he's going to have to make up his mind, too. I'm going to do that thing I usually do where I check and see when Florida starts classes while I'm talking. But yeah, I mean, I just think that Penn State was shocked after the Citrus Bowl, I think, by how many players entered the transfer portal, and it doesn't seem like that's a problem this year, which is a good thing, but at the same time, they're going to have to cut down at some point.
That's right. This is, you have to dip to 85, and it leads to something that Penn State fans don't like to talk about, but probably needs to be addressed, which is the word processing.
Sure.
And we often hear this at other schools where a player, well, he hasn't lived up to the expectation, and the coach has that long talk and essentially shows them the door. Now, I don't know if that's exactly James Franklin's style, but you got to wonder if there's going to be some of those tough conversations that's going to be, look, right now after spring practice, we had positions open here at wide receiver. It was wide open.
Yeah.
And now we've got a new pecking order. And guess what, Greg? You're not in the first, second, or even third team on the pecking order.
Right.
Maybe it's time.
Right, maybe. And then, you know, I just think you have to be clear to people, or clear to the kids about that, to say, hey, look, you know, maybe this isn't going how you thought it would. Maybe this isn't going how we thought it would. I'm not a fan of pushing guys out and saying, you know, and saying, hey, you have to leave. Like, we're taking your scholarship back. I'm definitely not a fan of that. I don't think James Franklin would do that to somebody. But at the same time, I do believe that it's important to be honest and upfront with players and their family about their future. I mean, I'm sure that Brandon Polk did not like to hear that Penn State probably wasn't going to have a spot for him on the field in 2019. But you know what? He went somewhere else. He made the best of it, and he was one of the better receivers at the FCS level, and put enough on tape that maybe he can get him drafted. So I think that's a huge step in the right direction. Some guys will have to follow in his footsteps.
And isn't it interesting too? You mentioned Brandon Pope. How about Juwan Johnson? In hindsight, on the field, they would not have been two bad players to have.
Agreed.
In 2019. So sometimes it's also maybe a little bit more than just, are you going to get on the playing field? Maybe it's just not a great fit, either with the position coach, just with the environment, and it's time to move on. Anyway, stick around. Next quarter, we're going to talk to Jeff Brown about Penn State basketball.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.